Hello, folks, and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the short waves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Santiago Conde, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Thursday, February 29, 2024. With news, with sports, with music. We'll have a feature on the world-renowned Argentine-Israeli conductor Daniel Barenboim, not only a talented artist, pianist, conductor, but also a promoter of peace, especially between Israelis and Palestinians, through mainly his Divan West East Orchestra, integrated by young Palestinian and Israeli musicians. It's one of these Argentines that make us very proud, and that's why he's part of a series of documentaries, biographic documentaries that we produce here at RAE, called 10 Argentines That Touched the World. Today we'll bring you the chapter on Barenboim. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. You can send reception reports both ways, all right? And you can check out the timetable for our transmissions on the shortwaves via our webpage, rae.com.ar, where you can also listen to the station online via streaming or as a podcast. And you can also download our free app for mobile devices that is available for Apple and Android cell phones. Yes, let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. Argentina has modified its strategy for Malvinas, says Foreign Minister Diana Mondino. The federal government wired the funds claimed by the province of Chubut. Israel once again demands Brazilian President Lula to apologize for his remarks on Gaza. Venezuela seeks to normalize ties with the UN Human Rights Office. Public hospitals in Salta to start charging non-resident foreigners. Sports. Tickets for the Copa America USA 2024 go on sale. And these are the news. Argentina has changed its strategy in its claim for sovereignty over the Malvinas Islands. This was revealed by Foreign Minister Diana Mondino during a radio interview. We are looking for the best way to achieve it, so as not to reach options such as a war on or denying relations with the UK, as it was done before, said the official. And she sentenced, "There is no possible discussion about Malvinas. It is an issue that's on the Constitution." She was referring to the Magna Carta, setting the recovery of the sovereignty of the islands controlled by the UK since 1833 as an indeclinable goal of the country. For Mondino, the arrival of Javier Milei to the presidency may favour the Argentine campaign for the recovery of the archipelago. According to her, with a healthier society and an orderly economy, it may be easier to recover the islands, which is what we all want. She also gave details about her recent meeting with the British Foreign Minister David Cameron within the framework of the G20 in Rio de Janeiro. For the minister, the meeting was the beginning of a very productive future in terms of the Buenos Aires-London relationship. However, She remarked that she complained to Cameron about his visit to the Malvinas Islands a few weeks back. The national government wired the funds claimed by the province of Chubut. They are about $13 million that the Patagonian district demanded as part of the so-called co-participation, which is the system for distributing tax revenues. But Buenos Aires withheld the amount due to a debt owed by the province, with the latter's authorities claiming that they had tried to renegotiate. Because of the conflict, Governor Ignacio Torres had threatened to suspend the supply of oil. But this action was suspended when a judge ruled in favor of Chubut and ordered Casa Rosada to transfer the money. Javier Milei's government warned that it will seek to take the case to the Supreme Court. His administration declares that is pursuing zero deficit as an non-negotiable objective, and for this it applies all kinds of cuts in public spending. Among these reductions are the transfer of funds to the provinces, which has generated tension between them and the central government. There is also a conflict with teachers' unions, which have called a strike for next Monday to demand better salaries. But according to the Minister of Economy, Luis Caputo, the Casa Rosada's plan received yesterday the support of the head of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva. Both met within the framework of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The province of Salta will start charging non-resident foreigners for care in public hospitals. The local government assures it seeks to guarantee the funding of the public health system. However, it clarified that emergency cases will continue to receive free coverage for anyone who requires it. Salta borders Chile, Bolivia and Paraguay and usually receives in its hospitals many citizens of those nationalities. Officials even denounced that trips are organized to Argentina to undergo expensive treatments, which are more accessible than in neighboring countries. The governor of Salta, Gustavo Sáenz, had anticipated the measure a few days ago during an interview with channel La Nación Plus. "To charge foreigners as they charge us Argentines every time we go abroad," said the governor about hospital care. "This does not mean discriminating, far from it." But he added, "If there is no money, the people of Salta come first," said Sáenz. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz once again demanded that Brazil's President Lula da Silva apologize for his remarks about the situation in Gaza. "We will neither forget nor forgive. Be ashamed and apologize," the diplomat demanded the Brazilian leader. Katz's statement comes after an interview in which Lula toned down his expressions about the Israeli offensive against Hamas. The Brazilian president remarked that he never spoke of Holocaust when defining what the civilian victims of the conflict in Palestine are going through. But Katz replied, "Lula, you said that Israel's just war against Hamas in Gaza is the same war that Hitler and the Nazis waged against the Jews. Thus," the publication continues, "you harmed the memory of the 6 million Jews who were murdered in the Holocaust." Because of the dispute, the Brazilian was declared a persona non grata in Israel, while Brasilia recalled its ambassador in Tel Aviv for consultations. The Venezuelan government seeks to normalize its relationship with the UN Human Rights Agency after ordering the closure of its office in Caracas. In this regard, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Ivan Gil met in Geneva with High Commissioner Volker Türk. According to the former, his government remains interested in maintaining a high-level technical cooperation with the UN body, but this should be on the condition that there is no political interference in the country. A few days ago, the Venezuelan government ordered the departure from the country of 13 United Nations employees accused of meddling in internal affairs. For Foreign Minister Gil, the UN office in Caracas had become a law firm for coup plotters and terrorists. and he regretted that, conversely, it never expressed itself on the denunciations of coup and assassination attempts against the government of President Nicolás Maduro. And now, sports. The sale of tickets for the Copa America US 2024 began yesterday, as announced by CONMEBOL, the entity that organizes the championship. The tournament will be held next June and will include several teams from Central and North America as guests. It is worth mentioning that in its original format, only South American teams participate. Tickets can already be purchased for all matches, but not yet for the final, which will be disputed on July 14 at the Hard Rock Stadium. Defending champions Argentina will open the cup on June 20 in Atlanta against the winner of a playoff between Canada and Trinidad and Tobago. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the world presents 10 Argentinians who impressed the world. Daniel Barenboim, a musician beyond borders. One day in 1950, a 7-year-old Argentine boy made his debut as pianist. The world is full of prodigy children whose uniqueness melts into a heap of equals. But Daniel Barenboim, born in November 1942, was made of a special dove. His parents were remarkable pianists, and they soon moved the newly born to the State of Israel. Barenboim's talent was immediately discovered by other musicians, so much so that after his debut in 1952 as a pianist in Salzburg, Austria, he was invited to continue studying there. He was only 10 years old and took lessons of orchestra conduction from a well-known conductor of the time, Igor Markevich. In 1952, he impressed other conductors and also gave his first concert in Paris. It was in Salzburg, where he played for the Wilhelm Furtwängler, who invited him first to the rehearsals of the Don Giovanni opera by Mozart, and later to perform with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. There it was that the incredible orchestra conductor said, "This year old child, Barenboim, is a freak." He made his first registration in 1954, and a year later he had lessons with his best teacher, Nadia Boulanger. the same who would teach Astor Piazzolla later. Number one pianist interpreting Chopin was Arthur Rubinstein. It was he who helped Barenboim, who was only 14, to perform in London and New York. In New York, Barenboim played at the Carnegie with the Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Leopoldo Stokowski and by Dimitri Mitropoulos, who would be the favorite conductor of Callas at the Metropolitan Opera House. In England, he met his first wife, the cello player Jacqueline Dupré, whom he married in 1967. The same year, the Six-Day War took place in which Israel would conquer a large part of the Palestinian territories. The war would leave a mark in Barenboim's life. He was 32 when he was appointed musical director of the Paris Orchestra, where he would stay until 1989, when a scandal related to his fees and politics pushed him away from the post. At that time, France celebrated the bicentenary of its revolution and opened the modern Bastille Opera. But the contract celebrated did not please the new government, who objected to Barenboim's double role of artistic and musical director. Therefore, he resigned. Then, figures such as Patrice Chéreux, composer and director Pierre Boulez, and soprano Jessie Norman sent a letter to President Mitterrand in which they threatened with canceling their own contracts if Barenboim was not reinstated in his post. No musician paralleled Barenboim's success in the second half of the 20th century. At that time, he was the Paris Orchestra conductor, traveled all around the world giving piano concerts, and many times acted as a soloist and director. He also conducted the Deutsche Berlin Opera, but he never quit playing chamber music with the most remarkable string soloists. His recordings with Jacqueline Dupré are widely remembered. Despite his personal relation with the cellist who suffered from multiple sclerosis, the last year of her life. By the beginning of the 80s, the Argentine-Israeli broke the taboo that someone of their origin conducted the Wagnerian Festival of Beirut. Precisely when Richard Wagner was considered the reincarnation of anti-Judaism. Years later, in 2001, he dared interpret Wagner in Israel for the first time. The scandal reached Parliament, whose cultural commission declared the musician persona non grata, till he excused publicly for having performed a piece of Adolf Hitler's favorite composer. Hardly heard is the fact that Barenboim regularly questioned the occupation of the Palestinian territories and the policy of settlement of Jewish colonies. In June 2017, during the war 50th anniversary, the maestro stated, "To commemorate the 50 years of the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian lands is morally unacceptable. Even those who think that the war of the 6 days was necessary, they can't deny the occupation and everything that came afterwards are an absolute catastrophe. For the Palestinian and for the Israelis, both tragically and morally." His friendship with remarkable Palestinians, such as philosopher Edward Said, took him to found in 1999 a workshop integrated by Israeli, Palestinians, and Arab musicians, the Western Eastern Divan. And to do so, they chose a symbolic place, Weimar, Germany, a place where humanist ideals of the Illustration were darkened by the Holocaust. The orchestra performed in many places of the world, though its place of settlement lies in Sevilla, and which was born officially after the Wagner scandal. In 2005, the Western Eastern Divan performed in Ramallah, turning it into the first event of the orchestra in occupied territories. For many Palestinians, this is the first time they met with Israelis outside a military environment. Agel said to Daniel Barenboim, "You are the first thing I see of Israel which is not a soldier or a tank." In October 1989, Barenboim was in Buenos Aires, a month before the fall of the Berlin Wall, to conduct the Philharmonic Orchestra at a memorable public concert. Barenboim wanted to celebrate the 40th anniversary of his musical debut at the Colón Theatre, interpreting a piece he had been postponing all his life, Bach's Goldberg Variations. That performance became a record that was heard all around the world. 7 years later, he gratified himself again. He conducted tango. He recorded My Beloved Buenos Aires, together with double bass player Héctor Console and Rodolfo Mederos Bandoneon. On the cover, he said, "Through this record full of nostalgia, I invite all the marvelous rhythms, the sensual melodies, and the eternal magic of my beloved Buenos Aires." Barenboim's activity, with more than 74 years of age and 67 of musical career, is continuous. He received the most remarkable awards for his artistic and humanist activity throughout the world. He was the musical director of the Teatro alla Scala in Milano during almost 4 years. He continues as director of the Orchestra of the Peace between Arabs and Israelis. He continues with the direction of the Staatskapelle Berlin Orchestra. He also leads the Pierre Boulez Concert Hall, especially built in Berlin by the mythical architect Frank Gehry in 2015. He supports his musical internship project at the Colón Theatre in Buenos Aires, and among other activities, he continues giving concerts with his life friend, Martha Argerich. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented 10 Argentinians who impressed the world. Daniel Barenboim, a musician beyond borders. Production, Darío Burstein. Coordination, Silvana Avellaneda. Edition, Matías Arreza Igor. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
We are coming now to the end of today's program of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, for today, for Thursday, February 29, 2024. The sound technician was Santiago Conde, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.